Hello everyone, this is Jeffrey. I welcome Luigi Ferri to the podcast as a guest host. He is someone that makes great posts on LinkedIn, and I really enjoy his content, and I reached out to him and asked him to begin making these short podcasts. He's an expert, great stuff to say, and I hope that you all will reach out to him. And I do thank Luigi for allowing us to host his podcast. Also, this is our attempt to help amplify voices wherever anyone is around the world that has great things to say. And I thank him for it. And if you would like your voice amplified, please reach out to me. Thank you very much, Luigi, and you all let us know, Luigi and I, what you think, and have a great day, everyone. Bye.
Welcome to the Service Management Leadership Podcast. Greetings from Germany. I'm Luigi Ferri, deeply entrenched in the domain of enterprise service management. Thanks to Jeffrey for letting me lead today's discussion. Our focus for this episode: the importance of deployment management is growing. With the rise in digital use, there is a bigger focus on better deployment methods, strong security, and top-notch IT services. At its core, deployment management has a clear mission: to move new or changed components, whether they be software, hardware, or documentation, into live environments. But what is an environment in IT? Think of it as a portion of the IT infrastructure with a specific aim, and this can range from development and integration to live production settings. Now, for those of you deeply entrenched in Agile and DevOps, terms like continuous integration, continuous delivery, and continuous deployment are unfamiliar. These aren't just buzzwords, they are pillars. Defining how code is integrated, built, tested, and finally deployed. Deployment management is not just about moving things around. It governs the movement and removal of products, services, and components within controlled settings. But it is also essential to note the boundaries. There are activities and responsibilities that fall outside its purview, as described in other IT practice guides. How do we measure success in deployment management? It's about successfully implementing changes in the organization and making sure they match the organization's goals. These deployments need to be guided by models that define the flow, responsibilities, and interactions with other practices. Measurement is the key to improvement. Deployment management metrics align with its practice success factors, from stakeholder satisfaction rates to the success percentage of deployments. But remember, every metric should echo its value in the broader context of their value streams. Speaking of value streams, deployment management fortifies two primarily: obtain and build, and design and transition. Breaking it down, deployment management has two main parts. Deployment. This takes details like the environment and service components and turns them into results. Deployment models, development and review. This is about improving how we do things. Deployment is as much about people as it's about processes. While ITIL highlights roles specific to practices, in the deployment management realm, the two protagonists are the deployment manager and the deployment practitioner. These roles, integral to activities from planning to execution, can be further fine-tuned to an organization's unique needs. In the era of DevOps, automation is the watchword. But even as automated deployments become ubiquitous, the deployment manager's role remains pivotal. They oversee, direct, and often play a critical part in ensuring that automation aligns with the strategy. Deployments are not isolated. They often interplay with the third-party components. This necessitates robust partnerships with suppliers and an understanding of our reliance on them. Whether it's manual deployment requiring partners or tools and technologies to enhance aspects of deployment, these collaborations are vital. As we near the conclusion, let's hark back to the ITIL guiding principles. When you are improving, automating, or focusing on value, use the guidelines from ITIL 4 Foundation as your main guide for every deployment. In this dynamic tech landscape, deployment management stands as a beacon, illuminating the path from creation to delivery. Grounded in ITIL's rich framework, it's a testament to the blend of strategy, people, processes, and technology. Let's navigate its challenges and celebrate its triumph together. I invite you all to reflect and share your deployment experiences, triumphs, and lessons. And as we part ways today, consider this. In an era of rapid tech evolution, how do we ensure that our deployment practices remain rooted in the ITIL principles, balancing automation with the human-centric insights? Grateful for the moments you have shared with me? Craving deeper understanding? Connect with me on LinkedIn. You'll find the link in the episode details. Until we converse again, let your thirst of knowledge remain insatiable. I'm Luigi Ferri, hoping you find success and enrichment. Stay enlightened, stay on the front lines. Goodbye.